But first, Arizona has launched a criminal case against Paul Peterson for allegedly ripping off taxpayers in connection with an adoption fraud scheme involving women from the Marshall Islands. But the state of Utah and federal prosecutors in Arkansas are also pursuing immigration-related charges against Peterson, who is the Maricopa County assessor. For more on this, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matt Casey, who has been covering it. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so what are the nature of these charges against Peterson in Utah and in Arkansas?
Well, in Utah, he is accused of human smuggling and sale of children. In Arkansas, which is the federal case, Peterson is alleged to have smuggled and helped unauthorized immigrants for his own financial gain. In Arizona, the charges that he faces are more than 30. And when you add on these other cases, which also include accusations of different types of fraud and money laundering, the total number of charges against him nearly doubles.
And we've learned that an interstate compact made it illegal for Marshallese women to come to the U.S. to put a child up for adoption. Which of the Utah charges against Peterson correlates with that?
That would be the human smuggling allegations. The Utah indictment says that Peterson brought Marshallese women there to have their baby, even though the moms were not U.S. citizens, didn't have green cards, and were not legally allowed to be there. A probable cause statement released with the indictment says a warrant got the police access to an email account for a woman who worked for Peterson in Utah. Her emails reportedly had evidence that Peterson used his credit card to buy plane tickets to Utah for Marshallese women. Now, at the same time yesterday when Arizona authorities held a news conference on Peterson's arrest, the Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes announced that more than 40 Marshallese women were smuggled into his state.
Mr. Peterson's illegal adoption scheme violates these immigration restrictions as well as other Utah laws.
And Reyes said the Marshallese women were recruited at home and offered a significant amount of money to put their babies up for adoption. How much did Peterson allegedly pay them?
According to the probable cause statement, it was $10,000 each, plus travel and living expenses. This ties in with the charges in Utah for the alleged sale of children, and Attorney General Reyes basically called that wicked.
The commercialization of children is illegal, and the commoditization of children is simply evil.
And the families that adopted these Marshallese children, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich said yesterday they are not under investigation. Is that true in Utah as well?
Well, again, the probable cause statement says several couples who adopted Marshallese children told the investigator that they were misled by Peterson, right? Mm-hmm. These couples reportedly paid Peterson $35,000 for an adoption. And when the investigator subpoenaed bank records for the account Peterson allegedly used or had the couples wire money to, they found more than $2.7 million in deposits in less than 2 years. Attorney General Reyes counts the families that received Marshallese children among those who were wronged.
In this case, we have three groups of victims: the birth mothers and families, the children, and the adoptive families.
Governor Doug Ducey has called on Peterson to resign as county assessor as a result of all of this. So what is the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors going to do if that doesn't happen? It hasn't happened yet.
Well, I'm told that removing Peterson hasn't even been discussed yet. And there are real questions. There are hard questions on whether the Board of Supervisors even has the power to push him out of office, right? I'm told they're going to seek legal advice about how to respond to the fact that Peterson has been indicted and he's an elected official.
All right. That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Lauren.